Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here for the second episode today. Earlier today, we posted an interview with Jordan from The Limiting Factor discussing Volkswagen's Power Day, solid-state batteries, and a few other topics as well, so make sure to check that one out. As for this episode, we've got big news on Giga Berlin, some other news out of Europe, a couple of analyst updates, and some EV news from other automakers. Quick look at the stock, Tesla rallied alongside the broader market in late trading today, finishing up 3.7% to $701.81. That compared to the Nasdaq, which finished in the green, up 0.4%. The markets rebounded from a negative start to the day after comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, indicating that the Federal Reserve, at this point in time, does not project to raise interest rates through the end of their forecasting period, which is through the end of 2023. While that is the prediction from the majority of the Federal Reserve officials, 7 out of 18 of those officials did predict an interest rate increase through that period, which was a bit of an uptick from the December meeting when 5 out of 17 officials at that time predicted rate increases. Anyway, during Powell's comments, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note declined a bit, and the markets popped up. All right, getting into Tesla-specific news, pretty exciting update here on Giga Berlin, specifically on the battery cell manufacturing portion of Giga Berlin, which, as we know, we're still waiting for Tesla to apply for approval with the German government for that portion of the factory. Well, we now have a report that has appeared in the print version of Handelsblatt in Germany, which one of our listeners has sent over to me, and he summarized the article by saying, quote, "The German financial newspaper Handelsblatt published in the print version today that Tesla will submit an application for approval for the cell production in Berlin within the next few weeks, at least before the end of July 2021, end quote. Additionally, the article says that Berlin cell production should start in 2022 at some point, and that Tesla aims for 100 gigawatt hours of annual capacity, though a timeline on that isn't necessarily clear, and then eventually Tesla would try to ramp up to 200 to 250 gigawatt hours of capacity there in Berlin. So as we've talked about with VW Power Day, that's what Volkswagen is targeting across 6 factories by 2030. Depending on the pack size per vehicle, a 200 to 250 gigawatt hour target could be enough battery supply for about 3 million vehicles every year. Again, just from Giga Berlin. Of course, some of that could go to Tesla Energy, likely would. We've heard some rumblings of 2 million vehicles being the target for Berlin longer term, and this would seem to support at least that amount. So as far as I know, this is the first timeline we've heard for Tesla potentially submitting that application for cell production. Sounds like it could be any time from mid-April to end of July. We'll definitely keep an eye out for that. When that does happen, we might get even more details on Tesla's plans. Thank you to Toads Buckler for sending that over, and to Niels and Aaron for helping me validate the information. While we are on the topic of Giga Berlin, we've got an interesting sighting from Gigafactory 4 on Twitter, who spotted a handful of wrapped up Model Y bodies that looked like they had just been shipped in to Giga Berlin. These would likely be there for testing, calibrating machinery, and things of that nature. I was hoping we could find a similar report for the Model 3 body showing up at Giga Shanghai. I haven't really seen anything like that though. I think it'd be a good benchmark if we could. The best I could find was Model 3 bodies actually on the line in the factory back in September of 2019, and that was about 3 months before the start of deliveries to employees. This step should have preceded that, but I'm not sure by how much time exactly. Anyway, the progress here and at Giga Texas, where they're starting to put walls up, is starting to get even more exciting, and hopefully in a few weeks on Tesla's Q1 earnings report, we'll get some more photos directly from Tesla. Next year, I want to take a quick look at some EV registration data from a handful of European countries that report that data daily, those countries being Norway, the Netherlands, and Spain. And depending on the time of the month and what's happening, this ends up being great fodder for either Tesla bears or Tesla bulls. And because the data is so accessible, you'll often see articles about market share in these countries, particularly early on in the quarter, January, February, for example, when, surprise, surprise, Tesla's not shipping vehicles to these countries. No better illustration here than what we're seeing in Q1, where we have all these other companies' EV registrations being pretty linear throughout the quarter, and then all of a sudden, when we get into March, Tesla's takes off and surpasses everyone, going from last place to first place in the matter of 2 weeks. A lot of this here, what you're seeing from these three countries, is driven by Norway. They're the predominant share of EV registrations among these three countries, so the Norway graph looks almost identical. But I just thought this was worth sharing as EV market share, particularly in Europe, continues to be a conversation that has come up a lot over the last couple of weeks. And I think there's no better illustration of how Tesla batches its quarterly shipments than what we're seeing here. If you want to take a closer look at that data, you can find these charts at eu-evs.com. All right, next up here, we've got a couple updates from analysts over the last couple of days. First, Morgan Stanley, then Goldman Sachs. And actually, two short notes from Morgan Stanley. They have not changed their price targets, still $880 per share. They're just providing a little bit more information here. The first is a survey that they conducted of 32 of their institutional investors and industry experts, asking two questions. Number one, which do you feel represents a more formidable competitive risk to Tesla over time? A, legacy OEMs, like GM, Ford, VW, Toyota, etc., or B, big tech, like Apple, Google, and Amazon? Pretty interesting result there on that first question. 66% chose legacy OEMs, so probably 21 out of 32, with 11 choosing big tech. For all the reasons that we've talked about every single day, I think Tesla's got a pretty big lead over both, so I'm not actually sure what I would pick on that. I guess I'd probably go big tech if those are the only two options, but in reality, I think some sort of partnership, whether we're talking Waymo and an OEM, Mobileye / Intel and an OEM, something like that, because right now there seems to be a huge split between manufacturing prowess and tech prowess, and it's almost impossible to see either side developing the other side well enough internally to be able to catch up with Tesla. Anyway, the second and last question here was, on a scale of 1 to 5, how big do you see the risk of a serious EV battery cell supply shortage over the next 3 years? 1 least concern, 5 highest concern. By serious, we mean that it could lead to a material undershoot of current expectations of EV sales over the next 3 years. Kind of a weird question because it depends what you expect from the market or what you think the market expects from EVs in general. So I think, kind of unsurprisingly, the responses ended up being just pretty much a bell curve around number 3. As for the other Morgan Stanley note, this was actually on Monday, but it's kind of a weird note. It focused on the deflationary aspect of electric vehicles, so essentially them getting cheaper over time. Not a new concept. This is obviously, you know, Tesla's purpose and something ARK Invest has talked a lot about. But Adam Jonas kind of taking it to the extreme here, saying, quote, "Get ready for the $3,000 or $5,000 EV. We frequently get very concerned investors tracking the price cuts from Tesla and other EV manufacturers. In our opinion, we would be prepared for this to continue through at least the next decade. Based on our frequent discussions with OEMs, suppliers, and domain experts in the EV business, we would not be at all surprised to see the prices of many EVs eventually fall to below $5,000 per unit." This sentiment was recently echoed by the CEO of the world's largest electric motor manufacturer, Nidec, end quote. So I guess so, but if we're talking about the ultra low end of electric vehicles, this has already happened. I mean, the electric vehicle that has the most market share in China and has been getting a lot of press because of it, as the only one ahead of Tesla, it starts already at under $5,000. Obviously, a lot of trade-offs at that price. I think it's 100 miles range at best. The car starts to shake at higher speeds. I don't think there's much safety equipment, etc. But over time, things will get better at that price point. But obviously, the cross-shopping between that market and the market Tesla is pursuing would be extremely minimal, if anything, at all. As for the Goldman Sachs update, again, no price target change here, but Goldman Sachs did issue a note highlighting stocks that they covered that they've got a buy rating on, but that fewer than 50% of the analysts covering the stock have a buy rating for. Tesla was one of the stocks being highlighted on that list. Goldman Sachs believes there's about 20% upside on the stock, with only about a third of analysts agreeing with that buy rating. All right, moving on, we've got some electric vehicle news from BMW, from Volkswagen, separate from Power Day stuff, and Toyota as well. We'll start with BMW, which has just held their annual conference, so they've given some updates on their EV targets, and also unveiled the BMW i4. BMW says the i4 will enter the market over the course of 2021, and it will be available in various trims, including a BMW M Performance model. As for the specs, we don't have a ton of information yet. BMW says they'll be releasing full details over the next few weeks, but they do say they believe the range will come up to 300 miles on the EPA test cycle, 590 kilometers on the WLTP test cycle, and that the 0 to 100 kilometer per hour acceleration would be in around 4 seconds. So probably not fully competitive with Tesla, but certainly specs that could be a viable option. But obviously some really big questions remaining, like the price point and levels of production BMW has planned. As for their electric vehicle plans in general, BMW did provide a couple of updates coming out of the annual conference on that, saying, quote, "Fully electric models to account for at least 50% of global deliveries by 2030, end quote. BMW delivers about 2.5 million vehicles each year, so if sales can stay steady for them, that would be about 1.25 million of EV capacity by 2030. As for ramping up to that, they expect more than 50% growth each year through 2025, and then 20% growth from 2025 to 2030. By 2023, BMW expects to have 90% of their market segments covered by a fully electric vehicle model. All right, next here we've got Volkswagen's near-term electric vehicle targets. This has been reported on over the last couple of days in a little bit misleading manner, especially in the way that Reuters covered this. They said that Volkswagen is targeting 1 million electric vehicle deliveries in 2021, with no mention of the fact that target actually includes plug-in electric vehicles, not just fully electric vehicles. So what was actually told by Herbert Diess to the Financial Times was that they're targeting 1 million electric vehicles this year, but only about half of those to be fully electric. Now, that's not to diminish the target. Obviously, that would still be strong growth. Volkswagen in 2020 delivered about 231,000 fully electric vehicles. So if VW can actually get to 500,000, that'd be faster growth than what Tesla saw last year when they hit 500,000. With, of course, a couple obvious disclaimers that last year Tesla's number would have been suppressed because of the pandemic, as would have Volkswagen, so they'd be starting from a artificially low base last year. But regardless, if VW can hit that, I think it'll be a commendable number. It would also put some pressure on other legacy automakers because if VW can do it, well, you don't have as good of an excuse to not be able to do it as quickly. Speaking of a company that I think would like an excuse for not doing it as quickly, we've got Toyota, some news here. They've announced they'll be unveiling the concept for their first real electric vehicle effort at the Shanghai Auto Show in mid-April. Toyota has said this is going to be a roughly RAV4-sized SUV. Based on a previous patent filing, we may already have a decent idea of what it's going to look like. But even when this is unveiled, it's expected to still be a concept vehicle, though a near-production concept vehicle. But despite that being near production, it's still only expected to actually go into production sometime in the first half of this decade. So Toyota continues to drag their feet here, they continue to make disparaging comments for electric vehicles, the environmental impact of them, and they're still lobbying against electric vehicles in the US. We touched on Toyota a little bit in the interview earlier today, but they seem to really just be sitting around waiting for the next generation of battery technology and hoping that waiting is going to pay off for them, but I don't know, it seems like every other automaker is just accelerating and accelerating their electric vehicle targets, Tesla's accelerating their growth. It just doesn't seem like Toyota is going to have the luxury of that time, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they are one of the harder hit companies here, and I guess we'll get a better idea of their plans here next month. Anyway, that'll wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, March 18th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.